And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
It's 2:25. Welcome back, McCabe and friends, presented by Lerner and Rowe, and the big boy Sky telling you it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. It's our weekly stop off, 33rd Avenue in Camelback, right here in the valley. Right here in the Valley of the Sun, just off the I-17 and Camelback Road, Grand Canyon blowing up thanks to great Christian campus, online classes, great academia, and certainly intercollegiate sports, including wrestling. And the Lopes are going to the mat. Seven Grand Canyon grapplers headed to the NCAA championships in about 10 days, and that's largely the result of their coach working them. He's R.C. LaHaye. He joins me now. Coach, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Still rocking my GC wrestling hat every morning.
That a boy.
I go to school and nobody messes with me, so it's great. Hey, Coach, great season here, and it's obviously not over. It's coming to the pinnacle here, but coming off the third-place finish at regionals, qualifying seven wrestlers for NCAAs. Congratulations. How gratifying is this for you after all the work you've put in this year for these young men?
You know what? It's exciting. We've put in a lot of groundwork the last few years, and we're finally getting to the point where we're a competitor on the national level, and we're pretty excited.
I'm excited for you, and it begins with Todd Wilcox. He's ranked number one, 133 pounds, 17-match winning streak, 32-3. Did you sense he was on a mission this year, or is this something that he just kind of got caught fire and jumped into a nearby phone booth and came out Superman?
You know, we knew he was on a mission. He lost in triple overtime to the national champ last year, so we knew that loss kind of set heavy with him, and he's really been dedicated all year, and, you know, he's set to win a national title. He just needs to go out and perform.
Todd Wilcox, what makes him so special? What makes him unique and so driven?
You know what? He's a very good technical wrestler on his feet, and his conditioning second to none. I mean, he trains really hard in off season, stays in tip top shape.
Wow, I hate those guys. An All American, Victor Carrazzo, also captured the regional title. He's now been moved up, ranked number two in the country, and another young man who has an opportunity to win a national championship.
Yeah, absolutely, Victor. I mean, he's his draw at nationals. He's got the other really good kid in the country. They're both on the same side of the bracket, so. You know, if he wrestles well, he'll meet up with him in the semis, and that kid beat him in overtime last year. So he's got a good draw. He's going to have the number one kid in the semis, more than likely.
I also got another. We got R.C. LaHaye, the head wrestling coach there at Grand Canyon University. We bring you the Antelope Report every week. Madison Gambrell, another returning All-American, and Ryan Becerra, Eli Armendez, Kyle Wilson, and Ted Bristol. Can they all realistically compete and perhaps, I mean, really take home a great weekend there in Nebraska?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ryan Becerra, he proved he can compete. He was an All-American last year. He can definitely place again. And, you know, Madison Gambrell is super dangerous. He's one of those guys that can beat anyone in the country. And Eli Arizmendez, he's a local kid. He's from Peoria.
Yep.
And he's 20-2. He just started with a team at Christmas, and he's got a 22 record, and the only two losses he has are the number one kid in the country.
Wow.
So, I mean, all those guys could be right there.
I love it. R.C. LaHaye, and we're heading to Nebraska here in about 10 days. What's been the key to this year, and obviously I'll ask about you building the foundation there, the team success as a whole? Is it chemistry? Guys feed off each other's work ethics and their success? Is it a team? I know guys can do it on their own, but when they see other guys enjoying success, do they feed off each other?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're hitting it right on the spot. You know, we had leaders this year. You know, years one, year two, when you're starting a program from scratch, there's no leaders there to develop. But this year we've had the leaders, and it's helped with the team success. You know, we won our last 14 matches in a row, and that's because the leader stepped up and showed the younger guys what it takes.
Wow, it's great. I love to hear this because I remember talking to you when we first got this program going. 4 years now, the head coach is it, and I'm not even sure this is the right time to ask you this. We should probably do this, you know, in midsummer or something over a cold beer. Looking back and reflecting, does it amaze you where this all started and where you are now?
Yeah, you know, it does a little bit. You look back and you look where we started and rolling out mats in an old gymnasium just trying to, you know, fight for scraps. And now we've got one of the best wrestling facilities in the country and we're competing on the national level.
I'm sure your wife reminds you of that all the time. We've got R.C. LaHaye. I see your roster, too, and I know it features some kids from all over the country. But you mentioned a lot of great wrestlers from right here in Arizona, Sholo and Mingus and Tucson and Sunnyside and Phoenix. Is that one of your goals, too, is to give the opportunity and try to keep a lot of those great wrestlers from the state of Arizona here and give them an opportunity to wrestle at the Canyon?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want the best student-athletes in Arizona to stay here and wrestle here at Grand Canyon. That's one of our main goals, and we want to support their goals and their endeavors to wrestle at the college level.
I didn't look closely. Were any kids from Payson? What, they're not wrestling up there anymore?
You know what? They've had a couple coaching changes, and, and they're rebuilding up there.
You put them on the map early. How about you mentioned the facilities over there and seeing where this, like you said, rolling out you yourself, and people might say roll out the mats. You were there rolling them out yourself. To see where you've come and the commitment from the university and Brian Mueller and the athletic department, what does that say when you say I need this and I need that and they say okay, we'll make it happen? How awesome has that been from that standpoint?
Oh, it's been great. You know, the support from Brian, Stan, the guys up front has been tremendous, and it's exciting. It shows that the guys up front, they're excited about athletics and what athletics brings to the ground campus. And that's very exciting.
You know, are you mad at me? I haven't been over to see you guys wrestle. I've been over for soccer. I've been over for basketball. I haven't seen the wrestlers. Are we okay? Are we still boys?
You know what? Next winter, we're going to be calling you out.
You got a heavyweight who can hang with me?
You know what? We're just going to have you put on the singlet and represent.
that's scary. Hey, what's your schedule now leading up to the NCAAs? For you and for the team as a whole, is there tapering? Is it all the work? What happens over the next 9 to 10 days?
You know what? Right now, we're doing 2 days for the next 3 days. Give them Sunday off, and then we're going to kind of taper into the national tournament. We'll probably head out Wednesday, fly into Omaha, and get over to Kearney and get ready to go.
I look forward to it. Well, you're representing the school and the city and doing an awesome job of it. I wish you nothing but success. Best of luck. And these guys are tapering and going 2 days. Are you right with them and everything? Are you tapering and all that as well? Get your juices going too?
We still battle. All the coaches here, it's a requirement to battle with the boys every day.
That's right. But speaking of that, you can't do it alone. You've done it. What about your assistants and the job they've done? And who are those guys?
Yeah, my assistants here, Larry Wilbanks, Troy Barbush, those guys are both multiple-time All-Americans in college. Our grad assistants new this year, Zach Bartlett, he was a Division III national champ, and yeah, they've been instrumental in helping out and battling with the boys as well, getting them ready.
Efrey and Escudero, does he sneak over there and help out the boys at all?
Yeah, he actually came and worked out yesterday with me and Larry. He's helping us train for MMA a little bit.
All right, well, just put the octagon up there, and we'll look at that down the road. Hey, RC, great stuff, and I do apologize. I haven't seen you guys, but I promise I'll come over and give you guys plenty of love next year, okay?
All right, Kevin, sounds good, buddy.
All right, wish you the best. That's RC LaHaye, and obviously we have some history. We've done this show, and he's a young kid. He was an unbelievable wrestler out of Payson, Arizona, and has come back here to build this program. You know, he's a three-time state champion at Payson, and doing it with a lot of Arizona kids because there's a ton of them that Sunnyside just producing them left and right down there. And obviously a lot of them want to wrestle for Arizona State, and Arizona State is the bar and the barometer. They set it, but they've done an unbelievable job at Grand Canyon University of building that program over the past 4 years, and now an opportunity for seven wrestlers to win NCAA championships. Realistically, if they won four, that would be an unbelievable performance. So we wish them certainly well. And if you know the name RC LaHaye, or maybe you know kids who are involved in wrestling or they're watching the MMA, this is another great opportunity for them. And also, you can go online, gculopes.com, check out all their sports and intercollegiate athletics over there. RC LaHaye will also put together some wrestling camps during the off season, and they're unique and fun for the kids of all ages, maybe of high school wrestlers. And there's a ton of great programs here in Arizona, ton of them. Corona, great program. I know the coaches over at McClintock, and they're trying to rekindle that that program over there. But a great, big, great program up at Mingus. So neat stuff. And eventually they'll have some of their meets. I don't know if you've driven by over there on Camelback. If you've yet to go to the west side in a while, 33rd Avenue in Campbell, it's not really even the west side, it's uptown. But that new facility, the 5,000-seat arena, they will host some of their wrestling events and maybe bring the Division II national championships over there in the years to come, because it's an unbelievable.